Page Six knows what Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello will each walk away with as a judge signs off on their divorce. Brittany Cartwright reveals the big fight with Jax Taylor that led to their separation. And Jennifer Lopez is now calling her tour a greatest hits show after struggling to sell tickets. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello's marriage is officially kaput. Court documents obtained by Page Six this week show that a judge has officially signed off on the Modern Family alum and True Blood star's divorce. Now, the couple had reached an agreement several months ago. It was very amicable. They had a prenup established well before they got married. They decided they were going to follow it or enforce it, to use a legal term. So everything was pretty cut and dry. But as the judge signed off on the divorce, more details have been revealed as to what exactly each person walked away with. Now, the documents note that the couple did not have any shared property. I mean, real estate, there was nothing like that that they needed to divide. They did, however, have their own belongings, and what they each walked away with was their clothes, jewelry, other personal and miscellaneous effects. It also noted that all of the earnings that they've made since their date of separation, which was over the summer, belongs to them. So no one has to share those profits. They're each walking away with that. Now, sources previously told Page Six that the pair had called it quits because of Joe's immense desire for children. Now, Sofia already has an adult son named Manolo. He's in his 30s, and she was older than Joe, so she didn't really want to have another child. She actually later confirmed herself in an interview that she didn't want to be an old mom to a baby because it wasn't fair. Now, both Joe and Sofia have moved on romantically. He has been dating Caitlin O'Connor, and they've gotten very serious, while Sofia has been dating an orthopedic surgeon. Up next, Brittany Cartwright shared the moment she reached her breaking point with Jax Taylor. While appearing on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen this week, Brittany Cartwright explained that she reached her breaking point with Jax Taylor and described somewhat vaguely, but gave more information than fans have gotten so far, about what exactly happened that caused them to separate after 5 years of marriage.
We just had a horrible fight, and it was like a veil was lifted, and I noticed everything wrong.
Really?
Yes. You know, they always say like a woman can hit her breaking point, and then it's like hard to come back from that.
Now, Andy Cohen pushed Cartwright for more information.
What was the fight about?
He kind of woke up one morning and was mad that I went out with Kristen the night before and kind of like made up a story in his own head and started a fight over something that never happened.
Now, despite what has turned out to be some sort of animosity between them, she did say that Jax has been a wonderful father to their 2-year-old son, Cruz, and that co-parenting with him has been fine. She said, "Jax is a great father. I will give him that. Cruz is our main priority no matter what." She also weighed in on rumors that he had cheated on her again, and she said that she did her due diligence in investigating and knows that he did not, in fact, cheat on her, although he previously had during their relationship before they got married. And now it's time for the Joy of Six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Jennifer Lopez's tour is now a greatest hits show after she canceled 7 dates and struggled to sell tickets. J-Lo is not giving up. Even though her tour has been considered a flop and she's been forced to cancel 7 dates because tickets were failing to sell, she now quietly rebranded her tour from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits. Variety reported this week that the latest rebrand suggests a pivot from a tour focusing on the new album songs to one spanning her entire discography, which in theory should appeal more to the masses who are clamoring to see her perform her older hits instead of her new record. A source told Page Six, however, that the tour will convey the Jennifer Lopez live experience and was not created solely for the music of her latest album. It is, however, going to serve as a celebration which includes the new album. Now, the Jenny from the Block singer, who has turned 54 and is still dancing her heart out and clearly performing to her best ability, first announced the tour in February to concur with the release of This Is Me Now and her accompanying films, which debuted on Amazon Prime. But when tickets weren't selling, she quietly canceled scheduled shows in Nashville, Raleigh, Atlanta, Tampa, and New Orleans. Additionally, there were concerts up for sale in Cleveland and Houston, but they were removed from Ticketmaster's website completely, presumably because the tour dates had been canceled altogether. Ticketmaster, however, blamed the cancellations on the event organizer and gave ticket holders information on how to obtain refunds. Unfortunately, Jennifer Lopez's issues do not lie solely with the tour. In fact, her album, which she has been promoting and teasing for like a year now, has also been certified flop. And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.